Welcome to another episode of Managing Change on Internet Blog Talk Radio, your host, Ronald Allen. This is home for truly engaging conversation. Managing Change brings you an eclectic perspective on issues that affect you, the individual, the family nucleus, careers, business, and that entrepreneurial spirit that is uniquely American. And yes, a word or two about life's perspectives on managing change for that human touch that drives us to unique heights of accomplishment. Carve out the time every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. for Managing Change on internetblogtalkradio.com. Search Managing Change with your host, Ronald Allen. Now, also here at www.managingchange2.com. Internet radio at its best.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Managing Change. Today's program has been brought up because of schedule challenges among myself and my guest, yet the topic could not be brought up any earlier. There you go. There's a call in already looking for legal assistance. Yes, we're talking about Legal Shield. Some of you may have become familiar with the company in its early days, prepaid legal. Yet today, certainly with many of the challenges in business, in family, and in just navigating life, Legal Shield has positioned itself to be a purveyor of both consultative services, which can in some cases be very expensive, and those of actually dealing with the case in question. Our guest today is Mike Schwartz. He is the Vice President of Legal Shield out of the Delaware state area. And for full disclosure, I am a member. I have recently come on board. Why? Because as a business owner and someone who has had to advise family on a number of issues, I've found that their services are very consultative in nature. And in most cases, as the mantra of the reporter goes, nothing is as good nor as bad as first reported. Yet many of us show panic and disdain when we have to deal with such legal issues, as various from divorce, motor vehicle, business, which is a whole slew of issues, tort issues, criminal issues. We've had with Dr. Renee Hughes out of Philadelphia about a year ago. She was on the program talking about very real challenges, very real serious issues, criminal issues. So our guest today, Mike Schwartz, will be talking about both the family and the business entity. And we are going to base this on statistics, on some numbers, hard numbers that we've found. Legal Shield has been offering legal plans for about 40 years, creating a world where everyone can have access to legal protection and everyone can afford it. You know their mantra, family, protecting the family and the business, worry less, live more. Good evening, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike, and I do appreciate it. I think it took us the better part of 6 months to make this happen.
Well, to have you on. Busy people do busy things, and we're being busy right now.
Absolutely. Mike, give us some idea of the breadth of legal needs that just individuals, and then if you can just touch on a few hot spots for what you've seen in the business community. What are some of the legal issues that families face today?
All right, well, let me say a few things before I go into the actual, those issues right there. We are all over the United States in four provinces of Canada, and we protect and help and assist approximately 3.7 million individuals on a regular basis. We have close to 7,000 attorneys and law firms across the land. They are all experienced with an average average time in business in their specialty of close to 20 years and an average time spent with us of close to 15 years. This is what helps to make. Pardon?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to give our listeners a little bit of background. And, you know, we handle about 40,000 calls a week through our system. Some of the things that people run into, they just sweep under the carpet or they try to handle it themselves. And the reason that becomes a problem is because when you have issues that need an expert, you need an expert to deal with the issues. But we've been taught since a young person, since a young individual growing up, that we don't use attorneys unless we're in trouble, and they're too expensive, so don't even bother calling them. So this becomes a hindrance. Now, we help individuals and families. We help small businesses and employee groups. I was doing, I know I'm going around a little bit, but I wanted to, you know, touch on the issues that you asked me in a complete manner. I was at a very large client yesterday in Pennsylvania that has over 1,000 employees and has been a client of ours for the last 7.5 years. And in speaking with the new employees, because they have orientation on a regular basis, I asked them a few questions, and I would like to put this out for the listeners just to think about what I'm saying. Do you have automobile insurance? Do you have homeowners or renters insurance? Do you have medical insurance, and do you have life insurance? Now, everybody may not have everything, but everybody has something that they feel that they want to protect and has value. The problem is when the car breaks down, unless you're a top-rate mechanic, you don't try to fix it yourself. You take it to an auto mechanic. When the air conditioning in your house breaks, you call the air conditioner person to fix it, the expert, the HVAC person. When you are sick, you call the doctor, and when that doctor can't handle that particular issue, he sends you to a specialist. That's why what we do is so important, because we match the right attorney with the right issue. From something as little as, and I shouldn't say little, but as a beginning point of advice and consultation to find out what the issue is, how it needs to be dealt with, what your rights are, and what the next move should be. Is it a letter or a phone call that will help straighten it out? Is it the revealing of a contract that maybe you shouldn't sign or have changed in order that it would be more favorable for you? Is it a will? Because 76% of America doesn't have a will, and we're all going to pass one day. And some of the caveats are, if you pass without a will, the state that you live in has one for you, and they will take 30 to 40% off the top, whether you have $5 or $5 million in assets. If
well,
you happen
Mike,
to have been – go ahead.
Mike, I'm glad you mentioned those numbers, and that was the reason why I started off with the question, what are some of the challenges? Because then we would back into some of these numbers, because, again, a lot of times when you start off a program and you talk about turn off, like you said, they push it under the rug. On the other hand, when you talk about actual, like as you are, you talk about legal issue, divorce issue, auto issue, small businesses, middle market companies who need to have both federal compliance and have legal protection so that they are protecting not only themselves as an asset, as an entity. They're also showing their employees that they value them, EAP programs, for example, by offering this kind of service. Let's kind of start off, if we can, since you've gone into the business environment, let's continue in the business environment. I pulled up a report that talks about the number of businesses that, as you said, are perhaps underrepresented. And at the same time, they do realize that these services, complementary services, even on the EAP side, do add value for the employee. For example, it says legal issues faced by small businesses. I'd like to just throw some words at you. Obviously, they're pleasant words.
Okay.
And for you to give us, you know, what you've experienced, what the market in this Mid-Atlantic region has shown you, and certainly since you've mentioned the company you went and visited, because I want to then say in the market that you created, which is very unique, to help build your business. So let's just start off with an obvious one, debt collection.
Okay.
How does legal help the company and the employee with debt collection?
Well, on the company side, on the debt collection, our attorneys will send a debt collection letter out to the people who owe them money, ranging anywhere from 10 to 20 letters per month. What this does, first of all, we're not hired out as a debt collection company where we take a percentage and you pay us to do what we do. That's part of the monthly membership fee that the business pays, so you will get anywhere from 10 to 20 debt collection letters per month, depending on your business size. Now, contract review and debt collection are the two most used benefits of all the benefits that we offer, because they are the two biggest issues that small and medium-sized businesses run into. Let's face it. If you don't have cash flow, you're not going to be in business too long. I'm going to give you a real quick example. My son-in-law is a contractor. Now, he hasn't been in business too long, less than 5 years, but he started off very strongly because of his contacts in the industry, twofold, one with the suppliers and two with businesses that he does business with. Now, in doing that, he built a strong business fairly quickly. And what happened was that some of the bigger companies would stretch him out. So a 30-day bill could be 45 to 90 days. A 45-day bill could be 90 to 120 days. And he was kind of like stymied as to, hey, what can I do about this? I don't want to lose the business, which is what a lot of individual owners and small business owners do. They don't want to hassle people and lose their business, but he can't order more supplies from the supplier because his credit limit is limited to a certain figure until he gets money off the street to pay the bill down. So I said, Mark, listen, you have the program, and included in that program are debt collection letters. Call the law firm, tell them what your problem is, they will handle it from there. First week, they sent out two letters. He provided them with the necessary information. Very large companies that he did business for. Within 7 days, he received $14,520 in payments. He was able to pay down his suppliers, do more business, and he didn't lose one iota of business with the companies that he was doing business with because it was handled in a professional manner.
Okay, let's kind of flip the direction here. Let's talk about protecting liability issues for a business.
Well, liability issues, you have 75 hours of trial defense as soon as you sign up with our program. You know, let's face it, people like to sue businesses because they feel that the business has money, even if they don't. And we will go to court for you. A portion of that is pre-trial time. A portion of it is trial time. And I would say that on the average, your business attorneys, depending on what area you're in, are anywhere from $350 an hour to $500 or up. If you're in New York, it's probably close to $1,000.
Yep. I can attest to that. I've had a few challenges myself over the last couple of years. Another one, which is even very relevant, even for the layperson, internet security breaches.
Okay. Well, internet security breaches are going to affect the individual, the family, the employee. This is what we specialize in. We partnered with a company, Kroll Fraud Solutions and Kroll Background America. Like us, they've been around over 40 years. They are the number one risk management company in the world. What sets it apart? Number one, we handle all areas of identity theft, which include not just financial, which is about 22% of the problem, but Social Security, driver's license, criminal, medical, tax fraud, and cyber. All of them. 99% of the programs that you hear about out there are strictly monitoring and are strictly financial. Kroll has 4,100 licensed fraud professionals. These people are former FBI, CIA, and master's degree in criminology to put things back to their pre-breach situation. What does that mean? That means that we do restoration, not resolution, restoration. There's a $5 million service guarantee on the program. No matter how long it takes, no matter what it costs, we will put things back to their pre-breach situation. And another thing, Ronald, is minors. Those Social Security numbers of minors have been breached somewhere between 15 and 20% of our population right now. And we will monitor those 24/7 along with all the other accounts. And I just want to touch on something real quick, and then we'll go to your next question. Okay? Passport number, file sharing, address change, fictitious identity, date of birth, Social Security, medical, phone, email, driver's license, black market website surveillance. And that's just one portion of what we do. Both programs have 24-hour emergency access. So I don't care if your law firm or your attorney is part of the family or your best friend. I don't think if you get stopped in the wrong situation at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be able to get them on the phone. Our people, you can.
Most business owners always cite expense. It is expensive for legal services. I want to bring a question to you when we come back from our short break that begins to address why 60% of small business owners who were cited in this survey said that in the last 2 years, they did not hire an attorney, yet many were paying up to $10,000 in legal fees when they needed legal counsel. We're going to be right back with Mike Schwartz. He is the vice president out of the Delaware state area who represents Legal Shield. And for the last 40 years, Legal Shield, also known previously as Prepaid Legal, has been providing both consultative services and legal services across consumer and business needs. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Managing Change. I am your host, Ronald Allen, and every Tuesday and Thursdays, and sometimes in between, we will bring you an eclectic perspective on the topic of change. Tonight's program is all about legal services, protecting your family, protecting your business. What other crucial assets do you have that need that level of paying attention? The slogan by Legal Shield, worry less, live more, is represented by our guest tonight, Mike Schwartz. And for those of you who would be able to attend this Thursday's program, we have Max Cordwell. He is the global marketing director for Willis Towers Watson. You know, technology and big data is driving our lives? Well, you're going to learn firsthand that over the last 25 years, the same technology has been growing and permeating into everything HR. And I'm going to leave it at that because you're going to go to our site, managingchange2.com, and you'll be able to read up on Mr. Max Cordwell's background there and the company's services that he offers. Right now, we're speaking with Mike Schwartz, our guest for tonight from Legal Shield. And the question, Mike, is all about why companies, business owners, who are trying to cut costs, trying to protect their assets because it is their blood, sweat, and tears, literally, that goes into their businesses, why they're apprehensive in using legal counsel?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me make the statement that nearly 60% of all small business owners who said they experienced a legal event in the past 2 years reported not hiring an attorney to help them. This reluctance comes despite the fact that nearly all respondents listed at least one legal issue as one of the greatest threats to their business. Serious legal threats being handled alone by small business owners include collection of bad debt, contract preparation and execution, intellectual property protection, insurance disputes, employee and customer lawsuits, product liability issues, and tax problems. When asked why they did not seek legal help for such serious issues, nearly 60% of them decided to forego an attorney because they believed they could handle it better on their own and it cost too much. That's right. The average of $7,600 in expenses per year, with 20% spending over $10,000 per year, they could not afford an attorney, so therefore they tried to do it on their own. Of the 13
wow.
million...
That's
go ahead.
That's insane. Isn't that insane?
It's crazy. It's crazy. That's,
yeah.
That's like getting sick and saying you can't afford a doctor, so you'll go get a couple of aspirin, you know?
So,
I know that's
a little bit ridiculous,
but...
It is. But no, but some people... I remember the muncher in our school, give you an aspirin, I'll see you in the morning. But
there
we
you
were
go.
Much younger. We were much younger. We were more capable of dealing with those illnesses. 20% of American small businesses subscribe to... Fewer than, I should say. 20% of Americans subscribe to some legal... to legal advice, legal plans. What has your experience told you in the marketplace that once they start to see the level of service, and again, I'm stressing the consultative approach to this because in a lot of cases, that's where the apprehension is in getting engaged and saying, well, if I speak to this attorney, I'm going to be charged $200-$400 an hour. And if you don't know the attorney, there's even more resistance. What have you experienced in the field, Mike? Talk to that issue.
Well, that's an interesting issue because you are 100% right in the advice and consultation arena. It's much better to nip a situation in the bud when you can define what the situation is rather than playing catch-up and throwing a lot of money out there after it has already happened, which you will have to do if it's already happened. So the advice and consultation becomes extremely valuable on any issues. So the availability to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney that specializes in the area that you need help without having to check your wallet or your pocketbook to see how much it's going to cost you and how many minutes you can afford to pay for is extremely valuable. And this is what starts the program, but it also makes it so valuable because many times between the advice and consultation and then the business owner handling the matter based on the advice that the attorney gave them puts them in a stronger position that they don't have to actually go to court or they don't have to do some kind of settlement because they've already discussed it and took care of it. What I've seen is small businesses that subscribe to a legal plan, and I've written many of them in the past 18 years, 100% report they are satisfied with the services they receive. This positive sentiment is similar to attitudes expressed by small businesses that seek out legal assistance in general. According to this survey, 90% of small business owners said they had a favorable experience when they sought out legal help.
Can you give us a few examples of Legal Shield small business plan that Legal Shield small business plans actually cover?
Okay, well, we mentioned the consultation on unlimited matters, business law experiences, letters and phone calls made on behalf of the business, contract and document review, which I talked about with previously, debt collection assistance, trial defense assistance, and basically anything that you can think of. We also get into product liability, employee theft, confidentiality, internet security breaches, contract or supplier disputes, and even some specialized stuff such as codes, patents, trademarks, immigration issues, you name it. There's just too many of them to list.
I think, though, one that you did mention, which seems to be a soft skill, yet is marred in the emotional challenge of the business owner trying to correct or get away from the situation, is making those initial phone calls or writing letters that use certain terminology. If you're speaking to, for example, to an employee who is looking to get compensation or unemployment or disability, as opposed to a vendor who might be trying to get out of a contract, there's certain specific key terminology, words, even to the industry, that the business owner would not think of included in the letter, whereas the lawyer who is objective to the situation would. So I think that's a very big item that you mentioned that I heard would benefit me as a small business owner. I'm stuck in the rut of the day-to-day function of everything I'm doing. I don't have the mindset to sit at the end of the day or even first thing in the morning and craft that letter that tells the opposition, and they are, let's face it, it is a full contact sport at that stage, that I am aware of the nuances and I know how to position myself. Worry less, live more. Let's kind of lighten things up a little bit there. Where did that slogan come from?
Well, it's interesting that you asked that because four, almost 5 years ago, when the logo Legal Shield with the swoosh on top of it and the Worry Less, Live More came about, an independent survey firm by the name of Decision Analyst was brought in to do these surveys and also the logo and the brand. They started out with 1,500 different logos and brands, narrowed it down to five, and what you're seeing and what we're talking about right now, the Legal Shield, Worry Less, Live More, was the one that was chosen above all others. Because what it does, whether you're an individual or a family, whether you're a small business or part of an employee group, the ability to be able to give you not only financial security, but legal security and peace of mind for you and your family by having an umbrella of legal and identity protection around you and all your entities, that's why you need to worry less and live more.
Not everyone is familiar, Mike, with the story behind the founders. Can you give us that story in an abbreviated format?
Sure. Well, our original founder back in 1969 in Oklahoma was a man by the name of Harlan Stonecipher. He was a professor in college, and he sold insurance. On his way to a meeting one morning on a country road, another vehicle came across the yellow line. They had a head-on collision. Thank God neither one of them died. Mr. Stonecipher was laid up in a hospital for about a month. His car was totaled. The other driver was cited, given a ticket, for inattentive driving by the police. He was just a working individual like you and I and many of the people on the phone, with a wife and two children. The other person was very wealthy and hired an attorney to take him to court to prove that he was a poor driver and that the accident was indeed his fault. Now, you and I know, and I'm sure a lot of people out there also know, that if somebody takes, you know, brings a suit against you, you have to defend yourself. You can either try and handle it yourself, and any attorney that you talk to will say that an attorney who defends himself has a fool for a client, and who are we as lay people to try and do that? He took his entire life savings, $3,700 in 1969 money, hired an attorney to go to court to prove he was innocent. He won the case. He said, and I quote, "We have insurance coverage for everything else in our country, but the average working person does not have access, affordable access, to the legal system." He researched all over. It took him to Europe. He found out legal service plans were very common in Europe since the early 1900s. He took the idea and concept and founded his company. And we've evolved from 1972 to the present. And that's how we started.
Well, speaking with Mike Schwartz, he is a vice president building his own network, and we're going to get into the business side of this, and even the affiliate side of Legal Shield. Many of you may not realize that there is a business component, if you want to frame it differently, a franchise component, and the entree investment is minimal. All you have to do is go to gatorfranchise.com, and you'll see the average franchise is at least $65,000 plus, with net worth requirements in excess of $500,000. When you look at Legal Shield and what it does, and I certainly have, it is a great tool as an asset, as a secondary business opportunity, and we're going to have Mike talk about that when we come back from our intermission. You're listening to Managing Change. I'm your host, Ronald Allen. And every Tuesday and Thursday, we bring you an eclectic perspective on the issue of change. When we talk about change, of course, we're talking about you, the individual. Change starts with the individual. Whatever issues, challenges, perspectives you have, it is up to you to navigate. We're even changing that term and saying we have to engage in our lives because that is always moving forward. Family is the nucleus that we come up under, and we subscribe to many of the tenets and social, cultural, theological belief systems. Well, the litmus test that we ask you to consider is it still serving you to be supportive, engaging, as we say, create, develop, and produce a life? And over the long term, as you hit your 30s, 40s, 50s, is it still serving you? Or is it now a drain, an anvil, you know, in the Christmas Carol, Marley comes to visit Scrooge because the weight of life's challenges in his perspective have drawn him down. Well, that can be the case in some family situations, or you can decide for yourself to develop a more positive environment and be around people who are constantly creating, developing, and producing. And, of course, business, life experiences in business, because whether you're an employee or an employer, it is important to have an environment of uplifting and supportive tools, resources, an open mind. We talk about life perspectives. As we also age, we look back and we see how life was. Where do we want to go as we go forward? Never before, for example, have we found that there's been a 13% spike in people 100 years old or older, and they're fully functional. What does that mean for you? How do you address that? Or are you of the old, as I refer to, industrial mindset that you should retire yourself when you hit society level? You're listening to Managing Change. My name is Ronald Allen, and we'll be right back after this short brief message.
Why do I listen to Managing Change with Ronald Allen and guests on blogtalkradio.com? Because I get to hear somebody else tell their story that relates to me. Issues, changes, and accomplishments that affect my life. Whether you're experiencing a career change, going through a family discussion about change, or an entrepreneur navigating the changes in your industry, Ronald's guests share their stories about winning. They bring solutions to bear on your issues. They get me answers to today's challenges in life. That's why I listen. BlogTalkRadio.com. Search Managing Change in Managing Life's Changes.
Guest is Mike Schwartz. He is the Vice President with Legal Shield. He's sharing with us the business end and family concerns that the legal profession can help support and answer. And we've spoken about how many businesses tend to act as giraffes. And there's another animal that we've recently found who came down our chimney and behaved just like a, did I say a giraffe? That's wrong. I should have said an ostrich. Not a giraffe, an ostrich. They stick their head in their sand. The flying squirrel goes behind objects in your house. And as long as he does not, he or she, politically correct, does not see you, it believes you don't see it or know where it is. So unless you do that, and of course you're making a mistake, you are then open to all kinds of frustration, liability, and of course the opposition being perhaps a little smarter in its way of disseminating its needs can take advantage of you. Mike, let's kind of jump in a little bit to family. And we did in terms of employee, from the employee perspective, but can you tell us a little bit about the services that are specific for families? And I guess we should start off, like you did, with a little bit of background in terms of some of the areas that are the hot spots in legal issues with family.
All right. Well, one of the things that our study, our survey that you mentioned earlier, brought out was that 57 million Americans have legal issues. That doesn't mean that everybody's running to court or running to an attorney. But I will say this. In 2012, a survey was done where they compared hospitalizations to court filings. Approximately 35 million hospitalizations were handled in the year 2012. Approximately 96 million court filings were dealt with in 2012. Now, I ponder something else for the, you know, for the people that are out there. Hospitals are open 24/7, but what are the hours of the courts? Most of the time, it's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, unless there's some emergency. 93% of Americans believe that lawyers charge too much, and 76% said that they were hesitant to even call one. But 9 out of 10 said if they were more affordable, they would seek legal advice, even for trivial issues such as a traffic ticket or a rental agreement. So that would take me into, we handle anything from the trivial to the traumatic. Advice and consultation. My neighbor has a tree. The branches are hanging over my house. What are my rights? Can I cut those branches down? Do I need his permission? Should we have a signed agreement? What if a storm comes and a branch falls and damages my house? Who has to pay for it? Now, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't have the answers to that question. And even if I did have the answers, I don't have the degree behind my name, so I would not venture that. I would say call the law firm and ask them the question. Now, if a letter or a phone call will help to suffice that answer to that question, then the law firm will do that. Because you and I and everybody on the phone can pump ourselves up and yell and holler about things and get all bent out of shape, but that's not going to change as much and as quickly as one letter from a law firm with their letterhead on it. Absolutely. Times come when
it's funny. It's funny you mentioned those two issues, Mike. We had a tree that was considered inverted, and it was leaning towards our neighbor. And if it fell, it actually would fall on the children's bedrooms. And our insurance agent was so compassionate. The person said, I won't even mention the company, there's no need. She said, well, let it fall, because we would then pay to have it removed. And it ended up to be about $3,500, by the way, so it wasn't a small tree. Yet the concern for the children's safety was not an issue, because it was considered an act of God.
Oh, my God. You know, the sad part about it, just on the news the other night, I think it was in the Philadelphia area, because of the high winds, a tree broke off and fell onto a house, and it hit the bedroom where the two owners were sleeping. The woman died, and the man was trapped for 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it really happened.
Oh, it does.
But getting back to the question, the legal needs and legal issues, automobile accidents, execution of a contract, secure a home mortgage or refinance your home, divorce, a speeding ticket or a moving traffic violation, the will, living will, health care power of attorney and minor trusts, an apartment lease, or set up a trust, become an executor of the parents' estate, being served by a subpoena, faulty merchandise that you purchased, identity theft, bankruptcy, leasing a vehicle. I mean, trial defense, as I said before. You know, we don't always determine when somebody brings a lawsuit against us, but we sure better defend ourselves if somebody does. Tax issues. We're in the middle of February now. It's tax season. Is there any doubt in anyone's mind that more people will probably be audited this year than ever before? But yet we have 50 hours of a tax attorney's time to go to the audit with you or for you. And then the secondary issue, Ronald, is tax fraud. I don't know how many people have talked to me this year already where they filed their taxes and the IRS contacted them and said, somebody else already, I mean, those taxes have already been filed and you can't file them twice. How do you work your way out of that one without help?
Well, and
24-hour
Mike.
Emergency access. You know,
right.
We watch TV, we listen to the radio, read the newspaper. I don't want to be politically incorrect about anything, but I will say this. We all are in danger of being stopped, detained, questioned, arrested, mistakenly identified, profiled, or a victim of identity theft. There is no boundary on that, and nobody has, you know, more availability than anyone else that's out there. We offer 24, included in our membership is 24-hour access to an attorney for any of those, and also included being served by a warrant, and also having custody and visitation problems where the state comes in and tries to take the children away. That is invaluable, and, you know, we could spend the rest of the night on stories related to that. But you can get
Absolutely.
It by dialing the number or the app that you are available to have on your phone. You just go click, click, and you're connected, and within 2 to 4 minutes you'll have an attorney on the phone ready to talk to that officer or whoever it is that's giving you a hard time.
I wanted to mention, Mike, again, from the research I'm doing and some of the information I'm finding on the sites, 57 million Americans have legal issues every year. Only 60% seek legal guidance, which is very similar to businesses. And then the report talks about 93% of the respondents believe lawyers charge too much. So I guess there's a value price gap. You know, if you find that you get the experience you envisioned perspective, then you don't mind a cost or a price. If you don't, then that value is no longer seen. 76%
right.
of the respondents said that they were hesitant to call a lawyer, which again drives to that disconnect and or trust. When we talk about legal services, let's talk in general here a little bit, because I want to get into the business end of this, and we only have a few more moments here as we come up to our next break. It seems that time flies by. Family issues are very emotional, even more so perhaps than in business. Can you give us some numbers as far as costs of those types of issues as compared to what you gave us on the business end? Are they similar? Are they more protracted? You know, you've heard of divorces going on for years and years because one entity wants to literally bury the other. Can you give us some numbers there? So your perspective of what you've seen in the market.
Well, I've seen, from what I've seen in the personal end, debt collection, the will, and family or domestic issues are the three biggest issues that need to be dealt with. Let's face it, you can't put a dollar figure on a contested divorce, separation, child custody situation. If people are fighting, it's very, very difficult, and the cost can range anywhere from a couple hundred dollars an hour to many hundred dollars an hour. I know for a fact that because of a situation we had in our family, not me personally, but, well, in our family, we'll just leave it at that, that the figure at the end of 3 years, because it dragged out that long, would have been $21,500, and the actual bill was $9,800. Now, somebody may be listening and saying, well, that's a whole lot of money. I understand. But $20,000 plus is a whole lot more money. And that's because in that particular situation, the services were afforded at a very sizable discount. In some situations, they're covered at 100%. So it's very hard to put a number on that, Ronald. I will say this, that there's probably more separations, divorces, and all that today than there ever has been. But one of the things that we added to our program, sometimes people agree to agree. And if there's a non-contested divorce or separation, a non-contested annulment, adoption, or name change, that's covered through our program and there's no extra charge for it. So I hope that answers your question.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Mike Schwartz. He is a vice president with Legal Shield this afternoon on Managing Change. We're going to talk about the franchise opportunity because I think people need to know about this, as the economy has driven high-paying, highly educated people into fits of desperation. And I say that firsthand in experiencing master-level educated people, working in very untraditional and certainly not planned for environments, because the market has driven them, has taken away the opportunity to secure employment. And the shift, not just overseas, as we spoke with Raymond Bakari, he's the director for the New Jersey Advanced Manufacturing Network through Jobs for New Jersey last week, not just because outsourcing has now come back into America, rather, the skill sets required for those jobs has shifted. In fact, about 3 years ago on one program, I had my uncle talking about a national initiative in the West Indies. He was looking for funding for educational components of a transformation and education of the population of people who needed new skills. So we're going to talk with Mike Schwartz, who is our host, our guest today on Managing Change. And, of course, as usual, we always invite you to go to managingchange2.com and look at our both current guests, past guests, add your comments. The site will be going under a complete renovation, as we've had a number of challenges with getting the right competencies when we talk about labor issues and employment issues. Those are definitely being addressed. You're listening to Ronald Allen on Managing Change right here on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after these brief intermission. Welcome back to Managing Change with your host. I am Ronald Allen, and every Tuesday and Thursday evenings, we bring you an eclectic perspective on the topic of change. You, the individual, family dynamics, business, career, and of course, life perspectives. As we look back and look forward, how do we want our life to continue? I'd like to just bring to your attention a great little book that I received after getting my certification with the Eastern Minority Supplier Development Council in Pennsylvania, which covers the whole country. It's considered the gold standard for small business suppliers to corporations. And in my certification, they sent me this book by, I believe, Dr. Renee Galloway, Done. It's called Done. And it's a guide to prioritizing, plan, and perform to accomplish your goals. And what I like about the book, number one, it's extremely short. It's 105 pages. It's almost like double space, or single space, double space. Nice, simple, readable. I mean, you could literally read it in your car. I didn't say that. You're stuck on the parkway of the turnpike these days. It's a great little book that talks about really accomplishing your goals in bite-sized pieces. And we are pleased to acknowledge that we are intending to have a number of great guests coming up, courtesy of the state of New Jersey's job workforce, Jobs for New Jersey. And we're very pleased that we're able to bring this level of programming to you as both small business owners, entrepreneurs, community stakeholders concerned with what's going on in your community. We have a gentleman that's going to be talking about youth programs and how they've engaged these young minds, not just in the classroom, also in the experiential component of manufacturing, of creating, developing, producing products for the market. And what we've found is that the more you immerse youth, even ourselves, no matter how what age we think we are, we find that we still can be very creative. So that's going to be a series of great interviews that we're very pleased Managing Change on Blog Talk Radio has managed to secure, and we're going to have a lot of fun with these. I believe we will. We're having a lot of fun with our guest tonight, Mike Schwartz, who's giving us a very real perspective, legal challenges, your family and for your business. We've got to talk about, I think, a fairly unique perspective that you created to build your business. And if you just give us a little background on how you got into Legal Shield, and I'd like you to please give us as detailed as possible your relationship with, and I'm going to give it away, Pastor Leslie, and my eyesight is terrible.
Marceline.
Please tell us about journey that brought you to where you are and what niche you created to build your franchise?
Okay, well, first of all, my background is in food service, even though I have a college education with Drexel University out of Philadelphia. But I was working with a company called Roma Foods in northern New Jersey about 55 to 70 hours a week, driving 600 to 800 miles a week over four states. And I ended up in ChristianaCare Hospital in July of 1997 and had quadruple bypass surgery. While I was recuperating, and the important thing is that I had the time to look at something which I normally would not have looked at, while I was recuperating, I was introduced to this business by a friend of mine and went to one of those meetings, okay, that people commonly refer to and like to stay away from. And what I saw was something that just intrigued me, which was, at the time, prepaid legal. We didn't have a lot. We had some copy paper, a lot of verbiage, and a cassette tape at the time. And I started working it part-time while I was going back to my regular job after recuperating from the surgery. After 2.5 years part-time with this business, and it evolved to the VCRs and now to the DVDs and the CDs and the websites and all the technical stuff. But after 2.5 years part-time, and I mean really part-time, my little business that I invested some money in had grown to the point where I resigned from my full-time job, in which I had a company car, a full expense account, full benefits package, profit sharing, salary, commission, the whole nine yards, and I walked away to do this business. It's been onward and upward ever since. In my travels up and down the state of Delaware, I was on a high-speed road down there called Route 1 coming back, and this church van passed me at a good speed. And then we played leapfrog for a little while, and the next thing I knew, my phone rang because I have signs on my car that says Legal Shield, Worry Less, Live More, and had a phone number on it. And on the other line was this man speaking broken English, and he said, "You prepaid legal? I need to talk to you." So we pulled over, and he introduced himself. He's a pastor in Georgetown, Delaware, Mr. Leslie Marcelin, my brother. After that meeting on the highway, he's also a translator. He speaks five different languages, and he was on his way to translate for a patient in a mental institution in northern Delaware. We sat down. He joined up in the business as well as the membership for himself and the family, but he wanted to help other people. He said, "Will you work with me?" I said, "Yes, Pastor, but I work on checkerboard management." He said, "What's that?" I said, "Well, how do you play checkers? When it's your turn, what do you do? It's my move." I said, "When you're done, what happens?" He said, "It's your move." I said, "That's right. As long as you keep moving, I'll move with you." Because that's what our business is about. We're in business by ourselves as an independent. I'm sorry, we're in business for ourselves as an independent associate, but not by ourselves because we're all part of a team that's working toward a common goal. Over the next 5 to 6 years, I traveled from Florida to Maine and from the Atlantic coast to Chicago, visiting with other pastors, mentoring with them in churches, from the pulpit, from the floor, all over the place, and we allowed them to grow the business to help their people. The principle here is that in their situation, as I've said many times, Pastor, you help people spiritually and motivationally. I help people financially and legally. And together, we form a unique marriage that can help people to not only have money freedom, but time freedom to spend with their family. Because the more time they spend with their family, the more love and the more help they can be to their family. Some people have time freedom and no money. Some people have money and no time. But the ability to marry the two of them together means an awful lot. And I know we're running short on time, so I'm going to say one or two more things, Ron, and then we'll, you know, if you have some questions specifically, I'll answer them. We are independent associates. We pay a one-time associate fee. We all have our own membership. We have access to the website. We have back office support, statistical support, third party confirmation. It's just an unbelievable situation when you have two services that solve two major issues in our country today, which is access to the legal system at an affordable cost and the only viable solution to the identity theft crisis that we have. Now, I have five children. They're all grown now. The youngest will be 37. A lot of things that they grew up doing, I wasn't around to enjoy with them because I was too busy working. Even though I was involved in Little League and Boy Scouts very heavily, the work kind of got in the way after that. But right now we have 17 grandchildren. We go to Little League games and softball games. We go to band recitals and chorus recitals. We go to different school functions. We go to dance recitals. We travel all over the countryside with our family, and we enjoy them as they're growing up. If this appeals to you, you like being your own boss, you don't like the hectic heyday of somebody else telling you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, you want to be able to progress in life and determine your own goals and how to reach them, you can contact us, and I'm sure that Ronald has the information out, and we'd be glad to sit down with you and give you some more individualized information.
Actually, Mike, I'm about to ask you, how can someone reach you and or go to your website? Where would they go?
Okay. My phone number is 302-275-8898. That's 302-275-8898. My website is MSS, like Michael Sam Sam, RVP, like Richard Victor Paul, 65.com. I'm sorry, that's my email address. I apologize, Ronald. That's my email address, mss65@comcast.net. mss65@comcast.net. My website is MSS. You know, Ronald, I'm getting my tongue twisted here. Let me start over
again.
The website is mss65.com.
That's right.
The email is mssrvp@comcast.net.
That's right.
I'm so just going to repeat it back.
I will. Mike Schwartz can be reached on his email, mssrvp@comcast.net. His phone number, cell 302-275-8898. And his website to see and read up on more if you want to at your leisure or if you have insomnia. Or if you have an issue and you're not sleeping, I know these things. You can go to www.mss65.com, as in com. Mike, I am so glad you wrapped up our conversation with the human aspect. So many people miss that strength in us in sharing that. And every now and again, I get a really interesting conversation and people connect the business, the personal, and the humanity of what it is that they are about. I'm very pleased that I was able to finally have you on our program. Mike Schwartz, he's the vice president in the Delaware State Region, not to say that he cannot serve you anywhere in the country. I think it's 49 states now that Legal Shield is in, Mike?
Yes, 49 states and 4 provinces.
There you go. Mike Schwartz, the Legal Shield of Delaware. Mike, thank you very much for a very enlightening conversation. We'll have you back perhaps in another 6 months or so when some of these legal issues on the federal level have been developed, and we can understand a little bit more about personal identity, internet cybersecurity, and most importantly, people have kind of pushed it to the side, social media in the corporate environment. It's still a big issue on employees' rights and corporate rights and how they've clashed, and certainly how Legal Shield can provide support. You'll be listening to Managing Change on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ronald Allen, and we wish you have a good evening, and we'll be looking forward to you in our next program. Thank you again, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Managing Change with your host, Ronald Allen, on Internet Blog Talk Radio, with guests providing their perspectives about you, the individual, the family nucleus, your career, your business, and your entrepreneurial spirit, life's perspectives about managing change. Join Ronald and guests every Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. for another episode about managing change on InternetBlogTalkRadio.com. Remember, the program is now showcased on managingchange2.com, where you can search for your favorite guest interview or get in touch with them and start a chat, enter their forum, or start your own public or private group to engage others in managing change. Catch Managing Change Internet Blog Talk Radio.com. Search Managing Change every Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Be seeing you.